Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all of our listeners. This is, as usual, America's Great Loop Cruisers Association weekly radio show. With us today is Steve. Steve is our technical person and does customer service. And I'm Janice, and I do customer service also, as well as plan the rendezvous and just talk to a lot of you guys. I would especially like to thank our Admiral sponsors right now. They're Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazine, and Skipper Bob Publications. For those non-members listening to the show, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, which of course encompasses the Atlantic and the Gulf Intracoastal waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, or AGLCA, is an organization of people who share that sense of adventure and curiosity about America's Loop. Our primary purpose is to disseminate information and enhance the overall experience for those learning about, dreaming of, as well as exploring and cruising the Loop. Our website is www.greatloop.org. We'd love for you to become a member and visit and just cruise around the website. There's loads of information for you. Our guest host this week is Jim Favors. Jim is a Gold Looper and also, along with his wife, Lisa, a member of the AGLCA Advisory Council for several years now. Jim and Lisa are avid cruisers, and they have recently explored the Pacific Northwest in their trailerable 27-foot Ranger tug. Lisa has edited several books, among which are Women on Board Cruising and When the Water Calls, We Follow. They're both great reads and are available from our ship store on our website. Jim is going to tell us about his favorite anchorages in the Florida Keys. If you'd like to call in with questions or comments during today's show, please feel free to do so. Our toll-free number is 877-497-1815. Welcome, Jim, and thanks for being on the show today.
Glad to be here.
Thank
you. Happy winter.
Why don't you start with the warm place in the United States, Florida, and tell us about your anchorage experiences.
Well, I'd be delighted to do that. I've made a list of anchorages, and I'm going to start in Key West and work my way north, if you will, east and then north.
Okay.
Although we're not, let's say, experts, we've cruised these waters about four times, and we've got some favorites based on our experiences during these trips up and down the Keys. So starting in the southern end, we'll start right in Key West at the western point of the Keys. Just to the north of downtown Key West, there's a little island called Wisteria Island. And right around the Wisteria Island, there's a bank called Frankfort Bank. It's a great place for anchorages. There's a lot of boats there on a continuous basis, some probably permanent. It's just to the north of downtown. It's a nice sandy bottom. It's a great place in fair weather. It is exposed to the north-northwest. But it is a very nice anchorage in proper weather conditions. You can dinghy into Key West Bight, and you can dock your dinghy at Turtle Crawl Marina. They have a dinghy dock there. They do charge. I can't remember exactly what they do charge, but that's a place to land the dinghy. Not necessarily a anchorage, but over in Garrison, there is a municipal-run mooring field that you can grab a mooring ball in if you didn't want to anchor out. Hawk Channel, if we come around to the south side of Key West Island. Hawk Channel runs parallel to the Keys on the ocean side. So I'm going to cover the anchorages along the Hawk Channel up to Marathon, and then we'll go on the inside, the Gulf side, if you will.
Okay.
So an anchorage that is close to Key West on the Hawk Channel side between Stock Island. Stock Island is the island immediately to the east of Key West. Between Stock Island and Boca Chica Key, the third key in from Key West, there's a channel called Boca Chica Channel. There's a lot of anchorage possibilities in there. Behind islands, you can get protected and get on the lee side of whatever weather might be out there. It's sandy bottom, wide open, one area, but you still have protection from the west in that particular area. But there is a lot of possibilities in there, little coves around islands, et cetera. It's about 5 miles from downtown Key West, so it's not really for, you know, taking a dinghy ride into town from there, although I suppose you could. But it is close to a lot of little restaurants on Stock Island where you can land your dinghy.
Jim, if I could interrupt with a general question. Number of boats in most of these anchorages, is it crowded? Is it very isolated? What is the norm?
The number of boats in what anchorage, in the ones we're talking about here?
Just in general, in the anchorages and the keys.
You know, it really depends on where you are. I've been in places that I'll cover that, like the next one, that, you know, there might only be two other boats. Yeah, on the other side of Wisteria Island, I mean, there could be 100 boats out there.
My goodness.
And over between Stock Island and Boca Chica Island, you know, you may be one or two boats around a little island anchored there, or if you're a little bit further in, you know, there may be 30 or 40.
So it really is just location dependent.
Yeah, I think the closer you are to a city or a village like Marathon or Key West or Key Largo, the more boats there may happen to be. The more remote, obviously, there's less boats.
Sure, that makes sense.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. If we move up Hawk Channel at mile marker 1215, you'll find, and this is before you get to Marathon, this is between Big Pine and Little Torch Key. This is mile marker 1215. That's called Newfound Harbor. And if you go into Newfound Harbor, plenty of depth, sand bottom, like all the keys are, you'll be able to get protection any number of possible ways, depending on where the wind is coming from. If there is any wind or foul weather, you can get good protection in there and a good anchorage around that newfound harbor. And that's about 15 miles west of Marathon, Newfound Harbor, mile marker 1215. Just outside... Actually, that's 20 miles. Just outside of Marathon, there's a number of keys. One of them is called Night Key. That's the key right at the end of the Marathon Peninsula, if you will. In between Night Key and the entrance to Boot Key Harbor, that's at mile 1195, you can anchor outside of the Boot Key Harbor, the entrance into the municipal mooring field, but that's exposed. So you want to do that in settled conditions. We've anchored there before. There could be no boats, or there could be 15 or 20 boats out there. And you'll find that that's, in settled weather, it's a good place to position yourself if you're going to be going into Boot Key Harbor to catch a mooring ball because a lot of times in the busy winter season, they're full, and you've got to put your name on a list and wait until one opens up. But anyway, right off of Nike, in settled conditions, at mile marker 1195. Then inside of Boot Key Harbor in Marathon, of course, the municipality has a mooring field, a very large mooring field. There are some boats that anchor in there just underneath the bridge. I never have because I've always picked up a mooring ball. It's not expensive, and they pump out once a week, and you've got facilities for showers and things of that nature and a place to land the dinghy. Not an anchorage, but Boot Key Harbor Mooring Field, I think, is a good possibility if you don't want to go to a marina and you want to have some space between you and the other boats.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are going to cruise on the ICW side to or from Key West to Marathon, we've done that one time. There was plenty of depth we found, although I think if you have a sailboat with a 7-foot keel, you may find it a little bit challenging possibly in a couple of spots. But we didn't have any difficulty and found 6 feet of water in almost all spots or more. But for those that travel from Key West to Marathon, either way, on the Gulf side, the ICW side, there's a place, mile marker 1238, Jewfish Basin. It's protected from the Gulf, so you're coming in off of the ICW route behind some keys, and you've got a good protection from the Gulf, but you've got some great scenery. A sand bottom, a lot of places to dinghy around and look at the wildlife in the area. It's just a nice place. It's about, 15 miles from Key West as you're working your way south or north.
Uh-huh.
At mile marker 1208 is a place called Porpoise Key. It's a small little island. It's off of the Big Spanish Channel, and that's on the west side of, you want to anchor on the west side of Porpoise Key, and it's in between Big Pine and No Name Keys, about 13 miles from Marathon. Sandy bottom, if you're on the lee side, you can get on any side of this island that you want for protection, or this little cove that's in there. You can get over off of Big Pine or No Name Key, or we anchored on the west side of Porpoise Key. That's mile marker 1208. Plenty of depth, sand bottom, just a very picturesque setting. We were the only boat that anchored there. We were the only boat that anchored at Jewfish Basin as well. So those are not crowded places. Marathon, working up the keys at mile marker 1161 is a place called Shell Key. There, it's a state park, Shell Key is, and they have 5 mooring balls there. So not technically an anchorage, but they do have 5 mooring balls there. And on the northwest side of Shell Key, they're free. It's just a beautiful spot, beautiful place to watch the sunsets, and it's free. Now it is exposed to, the west, so you want to make sure your conditions are favorable, but you are on a mooring ball, and we didn't have any problem there. It's just absolutely beautiful place. A few miles from there, in Tavernier, mile marker 1150 is Community Harbor, and like I said, it was like Tavernier. This is a really well-protected little cove. It is shallow, though, in some spots. 4 to 5 feet is, you know, about the range of the depth. So if you have a deep draft boat, you probably have to anchor out a little bit farther, which you can. But if you want to get really well protected and you can stomach the 4 to 5 feet, it's a good little harbor to get into. And you can dig a dinghy into Mangrove Marina from there and walk into town.
And if I may, I'm going to interrupt for a quick commercial from our very nice sponsor, very valued sponsor, Northport Bay Boatyard.
Northport Bay Boatyard is a complete marine service facility located on Grand Traverse Bay in Northport, Michigan. They feature over 85,000 square feet of heated storage, and they are offering loopers a 10% discount on heated storage, as well as a winter labor rate of $75. That's a $10 discount off their usual rate. For more information, visit www.npbby.com or call 231-386-5151. Northport Bay Boatyard is a proud Commander sponsor of AGLCA.
Thanks, Beth. Thanks, Steve. Okay, Jim, sorry to have interrupted.
That's okay. I've got three more anchorages and then go into some personal preferences that you've asked me to go over. At mile marker 1140 is Tarpon Basin. And that basin is a Key Largo area. And it's just a little channel that you come into, that you have to come into and then exit out in order to get into Blackwater Sound. But once you're in there, there's a lot of places that you can anchor. One of the things that we liked about Tarpon Basin is after you get settled in, you can launch your dinghy, and they have a mangrove tunnel that you can dinghy through, and it's just very, very scenic and a lot of wildlife, and we enjoyed doing that at Tarpon Basin. About 5 miles further north is Blackwater Sound, just to the south of Jewfish Creek Bridge, in about 6 to 8 foot of water, is a great anchorage. You can dinghy to several restaurants that are around the Jewfish Creek Bridge and up the little channel there. And Boca Chica Key, which is, I guess, the first key as you're coming south from Miami that makes up or starts the Florida Keys. You can anchor outside of there, but that's one option. But they have a harbor there, completely enclosed. It's 1,000 feet of bulkhead, so it's a well-protected cove. So technically that is not an anchorage, but I think as you're working your way north or south, Boca Chica Key is a nice place to stop. It is $20 a night. It's $10, I think, if you're a Gold Park member. It has no electric facilities or water facilities. And if you go to Boca Chica, it's absolutely beautiful. Go during the week. Don't go during the weekend. On the weekend, all the folks that live in and around Biscayne Bay and Miami have a tendency to come down to Boca Chica Key. There's a lot more anchorages in the Keys than those. Those are the ones that we have frequented and that we like. You can become a lot more adventuresome and, you know, find other places, but these are the ones that we're familiar with and I had on my list.
Well, thank you. I know there's been a lot of numbers out there and a lot of information. Just remember, everyone who's listening, our radio shows are archives on our website. So if you couldn't get down all the notes as Jim was speaking, you can visit whenever you want and get the information.
Certainly.
Jim, some personal preferences. Do you prefer anchoring to marinas, or what is your favorite style of cruising?
Well, our favorite style is our personal preference, and over a long period of time, we find that we stay at a marina about half the time, and we anchor out about half the time. And that's just our personal preference. And the reason that we, I guess if you look at the advantages and disadvantages, the advantages of anchoring out, it's convenient. You know, you just drop your hook and you're set. There's no cost or low cost. It's peaceful. You don't have any dock neighbors that at times can be disruptive. You know, you've got, if you like to communicate with nature, commune with nature, I mean, there's no better way to do it. Great to watch sunsets or sunrises, be around nature. I mean, we've seen bears, moose, sharks, alligators, manatees, stingrays, not all in the Keys, but during, you know, anchorages. We've seen more beautiful sunsets with unencumbered views that you cannot necessarily get at a marina when you're anchoring. Obviously, the disadvantages are weather can sneak up on you. You got to manage your power, you know, running generator. That can be noisy. Getting to shore can be a challenge at times because some communities don't like, you know, to let you land your dinghies and stuff like that. Limited social interaction. You know, so that last one, limited social interaction, that can be an advantage or a disadvantage depending on how long you've been at dock or how long you've been at anchor. If you've been at anchor a long time, it's nice to get some socialization. And if you're at anchor, then you don't get to visit the communities. You don't get to, you know, immerse yourself in their culture or their farmers markets or whatever.
Sure.
So I think for us, a good split between anchoring and visiting towns, I think, is a good balance for us.
It sounds like it's a great way to go. I don't remember, Jim, you travel with a pet, don't you?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you had a dog aboard. I know when you're traveling with a pet, anchoring can be a little bit more challenging because you've got to get someplace, get the dog or off the boat.
Right.
Exactly. Steve, do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Now, Jim, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, a couple things.
Sure. Go ahead.
There's a lot of places for resources on finding anchorages, and for internet in the Florida area or the East Coast of the United States, I like to use cruisersnet.net. And they've got pictures, they've got charts, they've got a nice description of each of the anchorages, and you can zone into the Florida or just the Keys in Florida or Georgia or South or North Carolina. Obviously, you're going to need an internet connection for that. Skipper Bob's and Waterway Guides, as far as the paper guides, I think they're a good source as well. And we use all three. And so I would encourage you, if you don't have those, to look into those and as a resource.
Jim, I forgot to ask, when you are at anchor, what are the chances of having an internet connection? Is it difficult?
Well, we have Verizon, and we have a router on our boat.
Uh-huh.
And all the travels that we've done, and we've had Verizon for, and this is not a commercial for Verizon, don't get me wrong, but we've had it for at least 8 years. And we get internet service almost everywhere.
Really?
The Everglades, we didn't get very good service. You know, some places up in Canada, we just turn it off because we, you know, we just don't use it there for whatever reason. But when we have it, I mean, all over the United States, when we're traveling in our vehicle or if we're boating on the Tennessee River or we're on the East Coast or wherever we happen to be, we get internet service just about all the time.
Fantastic.
And sometimes it's even a lot better than what we get sitting in our home.
Well, you're in that outstate called Michigan, so.
Yeah, right. Anyway, we're if anybody has any specific questions, get a hold of me on the forum. Lisa and I are coming down to Florida middle of January to spend a few months, and look forward to meeting up with fellow loopers, people that we know, and meeting new people.
Fantastic. Well, is there anything else, or should we just close for the day?
I've covered all my notes, unless anybody
okay.
has any questions.
Jim, would you mind sharing your blog address so people can visit with you and see where you've been?
Sure, I can do that. We've got a couple, but just a second here. It's terrible that I don't know the addresses without looking them up. Go to www.trailertrawlerlife, T-R-A-I-L-E-R, trawlerlife.com. That's the one that we've been using for our trailable trawler. But there's also a link on there for our Great Loop blog. And you can dial in to go to any section of the loop that you want, see our pictures, and see our posts from those areas.
Okay, well, thank you very much. My best wishes to you and Lisa with your family get-together coming up soon. To all of our listeners out there, have happy holidays. Right now, I don't expect to have any break in our radio coverage since the holiday is on Wednesdays this week. I plan to have a blog radio show every Friday right through the holidays. So listen in, and everyone have safe and happy and healthy holidays. Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
You bet. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Janice. Bye now.
Bye.
Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye.
Northport Bay Boatyard is a complete...